And you went in at around the same time, was it? As
Would have went in 53.
Oh, when did you go in? Sorry, Gladys. What year?
I went in and it was in the lower mill.
Yeah.
And I was packing.
Yeah.
You know, the different sizes that the men would be bringing to the printers. There was loads of printers around that time. And I was, you would be packing or you could be baling.
Yeah.
And labelling it, and then the men had come to take it away.
What year was that?
Oh, God, what year was that, Anne? If you were 53, how many years were you there?
I was 15. I was 15 years.
Yeah, well, I was 8, so 8 from 65, if I'm right. 50? Was in the 50s anyway.
Yeah.
54, 55.
So you were just a couple of years between your
oh,
years.
Yeah,
so
you were there. And oh, then Anne was in it before I was.
Yes. But Anne, what were you doing? Were you in the same packing area or were you...
No. When I first went in, I went up on the onto the rag loft, they used to
oh,
call
oh, you were a rag lady.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, but that was... Yeah. Is that
oh, yeah.
What
tell
you were
something
called?
Else about yeah. the rag ladies.
Yes.
My mother and her two sisters, they worked on, as they call it, the rag loft.
What? Yeah. And what were you doing exactly?
Offcuts would come from the mills and the factories, and we had to cut them to make the piece of cloth smaller.
What kind of rags?
All kinds.
Clothes?
Not clothes. No clothes. The offcuts.
Offcuts
from from different factories.
Hmm.
Tailoring and all this sort of... Where to be made?
Textiles.
Textiles, oh. Yeah. It was all clean. It was all new, wasn't it, Lennis? Actually, my two aunts and my mother worked there too. And when the beautiful pieces of material would come in, embossed white material, they would take the nice little pieces and they'd bring them home. And my grandmother made a patchwork quilt white. White.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
I have that still.
Have you?
So it would be over 100 years old.
But were there not, say, I heard that there were Jews in the city and they used to bring a lot of secondhand clothes. And these clothes,
there was never clothes. Sure there wasn't?
Well, I was never in the rag loft. But my mother worked in the rag loft, you know, starting off.
Of course.
And would your mother then, you know...
Oh, she would be, because I remember her telling us, like, where she was in the rag loft and about the material. And, of course, we were only kids then. We weren't interested, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And from the rag loft then she went to the finishing house and she was a counter then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I came from the lower mill. There was a lady there, May Murphy was her name. She's dead and gone. And each one, like first in seniority, and she would bring a girl out to a different department where the cutters and all were. That's where she used to be, and she would teach them how to count. So I was called then, DC, and I said to her, "Oh God, I'd never be able to do that." And she says, "What Billy can do, Jack can do." So she just wouldn't hear of it, you know. She was one of them. But fair play to her anyway. So each time then a girl in the finishing house left to get married, you know, there was two before me, and then I got my turn.
It was
the best thing ever. And who I came up to work with was my friend here, Anne.
And I was a counter then.
And when you say counter, what does that mean?
The boards of paper would come from the cutter. With the sizes, and it'd pile about 5 foot high on a board. On a
steel board.
Steel board. It'd be brought in and put in front of you. It'd be as straight as a ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have to count the reams.
Yeah.
And put the ream separate for it to be packed then by the
go to the guillotine then.
To the guillotine.
to be trimmed.
Would you get into a rhythm of, because you were doing this all the time.
Had a way, the board would come in, you'd stand at the side of the board, and there was a way of fanning the paper, and you'd fan it back, and it all the individual sheets would break up, and you counted
five, 25 to a ream.
Yeah.
And you finish that, and you lifted that ream off, and you put it on a board beside you. You did that right down through the board of paper, with all the paper on it. And it was all neatly packed in all different sizes.
Well, you see, it was 20 reams, like it was 500 sheets.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be about that thick.
And you were literally counting.
Every ream we
would
done.
You lose count? Or
well, in that time, if we couldn't. Were talking. You but couldn't. You wouldn't. We'd know lifting it on. Was that a little bit heavy? Or
that
light?
Was
wouldn't
very,
we?
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Or you judge it by the weight then?
Oh, no. We counted 20, these 25s.
There was 450, wasn't it?
500 most time, but when it was duplicate, it was 480.
Yeah.
So it was only four at the finish.
But you fanned it.
Yeah, you fanned it up. 20. We had enough paper, we could fan it up. No, we're not fanning you.
There was the way we
there
counted.
There were sheets like this, for example, and they were.
But it'd be just half the size of that table. Now, I probably won't be able to do it now. But we just say, you take up what you think to be a ream of paper. Well, this wouldn't be very good at fanning. You probably do better than. And just fan it and go.
Right now, is it? The paper would come in on the machine, from the machines, from the cutters.
But what size would it be? Board. These are A4 sheets now.
Oh, sheepers.
Size of the table.
Oh, good Lord.
Half of the table.
Which would be about 2.5 feet square.
Oh, would it be?
And bigger.
And bigger.
There was the loose leaf ledger that went for the makings of wills, and there was the sweep paper, which was very important.
Very fine.
And then at one time, the president, Sean Kelly, he got his face in the watermark. And when you held up the water, when you held up the sheet, it's in it.
You see
but
the
while that paper was being made for President Sean Teo Kelly, the police, the guards had to come in and take away whatever bad sheets, there wasn't perfect sheets, so as there'd be no problem there. But do you know that it wouldn't be taken away? Or
So there was a kind of a watch on us to make sure.
Very much so.
We have, you know, here. Look, we have examples in front of us of some of the watermarks.
You go ahead.
They were the watermarks.
Yeah. What was the technique in getting the watermark onto paper?
God. The machine men done that.
Kate would be the man.
Yeah.
Okay, and there was a skill in that.
Oh, it was a skill.
There was a dandy.
I think now it was a
dandy. And
Andy
Dandy was the watermarks.
Yeah.
And as the paper came round, before it sat out on its dry, the watermark would be put in it.
So put bonds.
Now, Kate would be the man for explaining.
He was on number one machine. Daddy was on, my own dad was on number two, and they made The sweep paper.
Do you know what the sweep was printed on?
Sweepstake tickets?
Yes, that was on number two machine.
And it was a very fine paper.
And according to this, you were making
ancient Irish vellum.
That was a big one.
That was very heavy paper, wasn't it?
And
I say Kip made that.
For the wills.
Yeah.
That was probably used for wills because that would be quite heavy, Anne.
Yeah.
Now, he was number one machine, so Kit would have made that.
Yeah, that's Swift Proof
All the
bond.
Fine, oh sorry.
That was a big one, Swift Proof Bond.
Well, that was made
that
on number
the
two.
Name.
Yeah.
And
still going on.
Glen
Cammock Bond.
Cammock Wove.
Yeah.
It was number three paper. Swift Proof Fine, that was a very good paper and it was made on number two machine. The different machines made different grades of paper. But number two machine turned out the best paper. The ones the wills would be made on, the sweep tickets was printed on, the president's for his all his paperwork, which is his
watermark
of his face in the paper.
And you got to handle all of these, yes, did you? All these different kinds of
papers.
Well, you
see, there would be a slip in each board of paper that came out. You were saying, like, oh, how did you count them off? And then we put our ignitions on those. I say, I counted a board of paper. You'd count up how many reams there was. We say there was 12, 14,
yeah,
and you'd initial it. So if anything was wrong, it came back to the parent, you know, would be their name and be on it. That was for counting it now. We weren't that important.
And then after we counted it, it went to the guillotine first to take the rough edges off it and make it perfect. Then it went to the packers.
Yeah.
And then it went to the stampers. They'd put the name of the paper and whatever on it. And then it'd go to the customer. Now, should a lot of the reams come back with faults in it, there wasn't the full amount, there wasn't the 500 to a ream, 500 sheets. Well, you were called and had to answer for that.
Well,
there was a group of people let off at one time.
But then
there was about five girls were taken, let go, dismissed for wrong counting.
So you had to pay attention to what you were doing.
Oh, you did. I showed you when you'd be out so long.
So,
but I tell you,
there was no chances. You could take no chances.
I tell you, see, the reason for that was, and I'm sure you know yourself, these machines, when they went into the printers, they would have it set up for 500 sheets,
mm-hmm,
or in the case of the duplicate, whatever they've done with that, it would be 480.
Yeah.
But all other paper was counted 500. So I remember Daddy saying, like, that machine would be set up, the printing machine would be set up for 500 sheets.
So we undercounted it.
You see, they'd be short. They wouldn't mind one or two over.
Yes, but
but that wasn't right either. Sure wasn't, Adam.
But that was nearly as
we might give them a tilly now and again.
Who was over you? Who was your boss?
There was a girl, Mae Murphy. She was the forewoman. And it was Paddy Connor. He was
over
the whole run of the finishing house where we worked.
And
then my aunt was there. Mae Murphy was in the lower mill.
Yeah.